Hi, it's Nicola here. Before we get started with the podcast episode, I have some very exciting news to share. My book, The Career Confidence Toolkit, Take Control of Your Career and Fulfill Your Potential, is now available in both paperback and Kindle format. If you find yourself struggling to answer the question, what is it I want to do when I grow up? Or if you find yourself lying awake at night, reflecting on the day, and thinking there's got to be more to life than this, then the Career Confidence Toolkit is for you. The toolkit will allow you to take control and navigate your career with purpose and with passion. My objective is for you to wake up each morning, excited about the day ahead, and going to work with a spring in your step, knowing that your unique talents are being fully utilised and you are achieving your potential. Now, the toolkit is in the format of a book, but it's not just for you to read and then move on. It is a highly practical guide that will not just teach you how to take ownership of your career, it will also reveal the secrets of finding deep satisfaction in the work that you do. It will take you on a step-by-step journey, full of actionable tips and real-life stories from people who have paved their own paths to career happiness. You'll discover how to build an unshakable confidence in your abilities, and you'll also learn how to embrace the ever-evolving world of work and do so with courage and with resilience. You can find the book on Amazon by searching for Nicola Semple, or if you prefer, you can purchase via my website by going to nicolasemple.com/book. I can't wait to hear what you think of it. Hello and welcome to the Career Confidence Podcast, where we explore how you can build your career with confidence in this ever-changing world. I'm your host, Nicola Semple, and I work with professional women to help them achieve their career goals, and I also work with organisations to help them develop and retain their talent. I have a question for you. Hands up, who likes to fail at things? Now, I know I can't see you, but I'd like to bet there's not many of you with your hands up in the air. I get it. I used to hate to fail. To be honest, I'm still not overly keen on it, but I'm a lot better at it than I used to be. As I've developed my self-awareness, I can now appreciate that a fear of failure held me back a lot in the early stages of my career. It stopped me from putting myself forward for opportunities because I worried about what people would think if I wasn't successful. I can chalk up one career move I made in large part due to the fact that I wasn't convinced I was going to make the cut for an internal promotion. So rather than stick around and have to experience that failure, I decided to make a move and avoid it altogether. One of the techniques I use with clients is called timeline therapy, and this is a really effective way to remove negative emotions and limiting decisions that hold us back. And when I experienced that technique for the first time, I was blown away with the realization of the number of times that I had held myself back, all because I was scared of failing. Now, these days, we're encouraged to adopt a growth mindset and fail fast and fail often. And intellectually, it makes perfect sense. We learn more when we make mistakes than when we do things well. I can remember in the very early days of my business, I used somebody else's web copy as a starting point for my own. Now, my intention was to completely adapt it for my messaging and my audience. Except, I accidentally set the webpage to live, and my colleague saw it and quite understandably was really miffed because they thought that I'd ripped off their work. And at that point, I had ripped off their work. Well, I can tell you that lesson has been burned in my brain for the last 10 years. And when I'm drafting content, I double, triple, and quadruple check whether that page on my website is live. But there's a big difference between the intellectual argument that we need to get comfortable with failure and the reality of the emotions that failure can bring up for us. So today I want to share with you how you can keep your fear of failure under control so that it doesn't hold you back and stop you from making the most of opportunities to do new and exciting things in your career. And it's important to note, and I say this so often about so many things, we're not going to eliminate your fear of failure overnight, but you can start to learn how to manage it. So the first thing I want to encourage you to do is to work out exactly what you're scared of. Is it the fear of experiencing shame and embarrassment when you're worried about what other people think about you and your achievements or your lack of achievements? Is it fear of doing something wrong which might have a negative impact in your future? So if you make a career move and it goes horribly wrong, what will happen to you? Will you lose your job? Will you be able to get another job? Will you end up homeless and living in a cardboard box? You can see how quickly catastrophic thinking can lead us to a place where we want to stay safe. We don't want to disturb the status quo. You might have a fear of upsetting other people. If other people are counting on you and you get it wrong, what will the repercussions be? Who will you let down if you get this thing wrong? Who'll lose interest in you and no longer consider you worthy of their attention? You might have a fear of letting yourself down. What if you can't live up to your own expectations? Then where does that leave you? You can see that fear of failure is multifaceted, and it'll often depend on the context. So if you think about something you want to do, but fear of failure is holding you back, dig a little deeper. Consider what exactly it is that you're scared of. And if that thing were to happen, what is the worst possible outcome? Is it really that bad? As you develop your understanding of what scares you the most about the potential to fail, in parallel, you can start to build your failure muscle and put yourself in situations where you might fail. Now, I'd recommend doing this in a controlled and measured way. So if you think about it, when you teach a child to ride a bike, you don't send them out onto a busy main road and tell them to pedal. You take them to a quiet spot, you make sure they're wearing a helmet, you make sure they've got on their elbow and their knee pads, and you start off by holding them and supporting them. As you approach new things, think about how you can create an environment similar to teaching a child to ride a bike. So for example, if you've turned down speaking opportunities because you're scared of messing it up, I'm not going to suggest that you stand up at your company's sales conference and present to 1,000 people. But you can start small, find a safe environment, maybe give a presentation at a team meeting or at an interest group within your organisation. You might not deliver the most scintillating presentation ever seen by mankind, but you'll have proved to yourself that you can do it. Also, you can build your failure muscle in a low-risk environment by trying a new skill or a hobby. I've recently taken up crochet. I learned at school, but I hadn't picked up a crochet hook for about 30 years. And then I went to a workshop to refresh my memory. My 12-year-old son recently commented that I spend more time unravelling what I've created than actually crocheting, and he's probably right. If I'm honest, I'm not very good at it. By bit, I'm starting to master the stitches, and I'm getting slightly better. It will take time, but the more I try, the more I fail, the more I try again, I'll get better, and I'll get better. And really, it doesn't matter whether I'm good at crocheting or not. But I'm building that acceptance of failure muscle with each stitch that I unravel. So have a think for yourself about the low-risk situations you can put yourself in so that you can develop your failure muscle. And finally, I want to encourage you to develop a habit of reflection so that you continually review and reflect on your response to things that don't go according to plan or when they actually do fail. Keep a diary about what your failures have taught you and what you'll do differently next time. You can even incorporate this habit of reflection with your team. Learn to talk openly about what's gone well and what's gone wrong with the projects that you've worked on. And most importantly, what can you all learn from the experience? In doing this, what you're actually doing is destigmatizing failure. You're making everybody much more comfortable with the idea that things will not always go according to plan. This helps shift everyone to a mindset of learning and to embrace that rather cheesy cliche of there is no failure, only feedback. So I'd love to hear what action you're going to take to help you manage your fear of failure. Drop me an email, nicola@nicolasemple.com, and let me know. And if you'd appreciate some support as you build your failure muscle, I'd love to help you with that. You can set up a time to talk about how we might work together by going to nicolasemple.com/chat. That's all for this week. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you again very soon. Bye for now.